What would you do to make the traffic in your neighborhood safer? In Manhattan Beach, residents have taken matters into their own hands, literally.
My group has a radar gun. We have a great traffic committee, and they come out here periodically to check the speeds of cars, trucks, and buses, so we know what we're saying.
Manhattan Beach Community Group President Ira Zaltman is on a mission. Last month, a 4-year-old boy ran into the street and was killed by a bus. Oriental Boulevard is a mile-long straightaway with just 3 lights.
The speed limit is 30 miles per hour. What have you seen?
I personally, 67 on the bike lane.
67?
On the bike lane.
So you have to hide behind the tree here, hold up the radar gun.
Yeah.
Here comes a bus now. He's slowing down.
We've had people from my traffic committee come out here in lawn chairs, sit here all day and clock people.
More lights, stop signs, speed bumps, more enforcement. Residents are asking the city for help.
We've come up with a traffic plan. We've come up with documentation. We have hundreds of letters mailed, emails. We have a whole stack.
From Manhattan Beach, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. In Manhattan Beach, residents are so sick and tired of speeders racing down Oriental Boulevard, they've formed the modern-day equivalent of a posse.
My group has a radar gun.
Ira Zaltman, president of the Manhattan Beach Community Group, took me out on patrol. Oriental Boulevard is a mile-long straightaway with 3 lights. Last month, a bus struck and killed a 4-year-old boy who ran into the street.
How fast was that car going?
That's going 40.
40 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Okay, 10 over the speed limit.
Yeah, and that's nothing. That's really nothing.
How fast was he going?
He's going like over 40.
Over 40.
I mean, over 40 is the norm. Right. You know, it's...
But on a residential street like this, that's too much.
It's technically speeding, and we have children and residents here. The problem is that the street invites speeding, and we're trying to make that... get rid of that imitation.
They plan to hand over their radar gun findings to the city.
One of our neighbors suggested a petition to the mayor.
From Manhattan Beach, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.